second session today.
我们一起来唱一首诗好了。
Let us sing a hymn together.
我们唱396首。
396。
396首。
396。Let us turn to the book of Jude.
犹大书第十一节。
Jude verse 11.
犹大书第十一节。
Verse 11.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错误米里直奔，并在可拉的叛变中灭亡了。我们在这里讲到三种人。
Here we are talking about three different characters.
我们在上一节呢讲到这个该隐的道路。
In a previous session, we studied the way of Cain.
该隐的道路就是嫉妒的道路。
Which is the way of jealousy.
因为嫉妒而产生愤怒。
And because of jealousy, this led to anger.
因为愤怒而产生凶杀。
And anger led to homicide.
到最后被神所弃绝。
And in the end, he was cast aside by God.
这个就是嫉妒的道路。
This is the way of jealousy.
接下来第二个这里讲到又为利往巴兰的道路，往巴兰的错谬里直奔。
Now we are told that some run greedily in the error of Balaam.
我们就来看一看这个巴兰的错谬又是什么呢
？So let us see what this error consists in.
我们来翻到民数记的第二十二章。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 22.
民数记第二十二章。
Numbers chapter 22.
民数记的第二十二章的第五节。
Numbers chapter 22, verse 5.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他差遣使者往大河边的庇夺去，到比尔的儿子巴兰本乡那里招巴兰来说，有一宗民从埃及出来遮满地面与我对居。第六节。
6.
这民比我强盛，现在求你来为我咒诅他们。或许我能得胜攻打他们赶出此地，因为我知道你为谁祝福谁就得福，你诅咒谁谁就受咒诅。第七节。
7.
摩押的长老和米甸的长老手里拿着挂金到了巴兰那里将巴勒的话都告诉了他。巴兰说。第八节。
8.
你们今夜在这里住宿，我必照神所晓谕我的回报你们。 摩押的使臣就在巴兰这里住下。第九节
Nine.
神灵到巴兰那里说，在你这里的那人是谁呢？第十节
Ten.
巴兰回答说，是摩押王西波的儿子巴勒打发人到我这里来，说从埃及出来的民遍往地面，你来为我咒诅他们，或许我能与他们征战，把他们赶出去。十二节
Eleven, Twelve.
神对巴兰说，你不可同这民去，也不可诅咒这民，因为这民是蒙福的。十三节
Thirteen.
巴兰早晨起来对巴勒的使臣说，你们回本地去吧，因为神不容我和你们同去。好，那在这里呢，是这个巴兰事迹的一部分哦。
So this is part of the event concerning Balaam.
那在这里讲到啊，巴兰是一个先知。
And Balaam was a prophet.
啊，他啊，这个人很有名。
He was very well known.
那在这里说啊，这个巴兰啊，大家都知道哦，他给谁祝福啊，谁就得祝福。
It is recorded here that everyone knew that whoever Balaam was blessed.He was blessed, and whoever he cursed was cursed.
他给谁咒诅啊，谁就会得咒诅。
Whoever received a curse from Balaam will be cursed.
那这个时候呢，以色列民啊，从埃及地出来了。
At this time, the Israelites just exited Egypt.
他们经过了摩押地。
And they went by the land of Moab.
这个时候呢，这个摩押王啊，就很担心啊。
Now the king of Moab was worried.
哇，这些人看起来好多啊。
Because the people were a great many number.
看起来很强盛。
They seemed like a powerful nation.
哇，可能打不过他们哦。
Maybe he would not be able to defeat.
所以这个摩押王啊，这个国王啊，就想说，那我来找人来咒诅他们好了。
So the Moabite king thought about hiring someone to curse the Israelites.
所以他就找了这个有名的巴兰啊，来咒诅他们。
In this way, he found the famous Balaam to cast a curse on the Israelites.
所以啊，在这里啊，这个巴兰啊，这些人就找到了巴兰。
So these people came to Balaam.
巴兰啊，就向神啊，他说，你就留在这里。
And Balaam told them, just remain here.
我来向神祷告，问问看到底是怎么回事哦。
And I will pray to God and find out what is the bottom of this matter.
就像我们所知，我们可能很多人都已经知道这个故事了。
Many of us know the story well.
接下来呢，当然神说你不可以去啊。
What follows, of course, God is saying you cannot go.
结果啊，后来这些人又回来了。
And these people came back to Balaam.
带了更多的礼物。
Bringing more gifts.
带了更多的钱。
And more money.
这时候巴兰说，我再问问看。
And Balaam said, I will ask God again.
结果问了以后啊，神说你去啊。
And after this, God said, just go.
结果巴兰，好啊，我就去了。
So Balaam said, okay, then I'll go.
结果在半路上啊，结果天使要杀他。
And then in the middle of the road, an angel came to kill him.
我们那时候就觉得很奇怪啊。
So now it seems strange to us.
为什么啊，这个巴兰啊，神叫他去啊，神怎么在天使，还有派天使在半路上要杀他。
So why is it that God told him to go, but then sent an angel to kill him in the way?
我们来看一下民数记第二十二章。
Let us see Numbers 22.
21节
Verse 21.
民数记22章21节
Numbers chapter 22 verse 21.
巴兰早晨起来背上驴和摩押的使臣一起去了。22节
22.
神因他去就发了怒，神的使者在路上抵挡他。他骑的驴有两个仆人跟着他。23节
23.
驴看见神的使者站在路上，手里有拔出的刀，就从路上转到田间。在这里啊，这个神啊，神派遣使者在路上啊，举刀要杀巴兰。
God sent an angel with a sword to kill Balaam.
这样子三次哦，驴啊都绕过那条路啊。
And three times the donkey went off the road into the field to avoid the angel.
结果这个巴兰就很生气啊。
Balaam was very angry.
因为驴有看到天使。
Because the donkey saw the angel with
his eyes. 但是巴兰没有看到哦。
But Balaam did not.
我们看二十六节。
Let us see verse 26.
二十六节，神的使者又往前去，站在狭窄之处啊，左右都没有转。折的地方。二十七节
，27.
驴看见神的使者，就卧在巴兰底下。巴兰发怒，用杖打驴。二十八节
，28.
神叫驴开口，对巴兰说：“我向你行了什么呢？你竟打我这三次呢？”我们再看第三十一节
，Jump to 31.
当时神使巴兰的眼目明亮，他就看见神的使者站在路上，手里有拔出的刀。巴兰就低头俯伏在第32节
32.
神的使者对他说，你为什么因这三次打你的驴呢？我出来抵挡你，因你所行的在我面前偏僻。33节
33.
驴看见我就三次从我面前偏过去，驴若没有偏过去，我早把你杀了，留他存活。34节
34.
巴兰对神的使者说，我有罪了，我不知道你站在路上阻挡我，你若不喜欢我去，我就转回。好， 那这里啊，那这是巴兰是这个巴兰先知的一个事迹哈。
This is what happened to Prophet Balaam。
可是我们有时候会觉得很奇怪啊。
But sometimes it is very strange。
如果我们看圣经里面的记载啊，他向神祷告的时候，神说你去吧。
Because if we see the Bible on the surface, God says go。
结果去的路上啊，神居然安排天使要来杀他。
Nonetheless, God arranged for an angel to be on the road to kill him。
我们就会觉得很奇怪啊，怎么会有这样子的矛盾呢
？It is very puzzling to see such a contradiction。
神不是叫他去吗
？Didn't God tell him to go？
为什么又不让他去呢
？Why is it that he blocked his way？
我们就来看看这里这个巴兰的问题到底在哪里哦。
So let us see where the problem of Balaam resides。
我们看回来第二民数记二十二。
Let us see Numbers 22.
民数记二十二章的第七节啊
，Verse 7.
这里说啊，摩押的长老跟米甸的长老拿着钱呐、啊，到巴兰那里啦。
He says here that the Midianites came with divine's fee to Balaam.
结果巴兰就说、啊，你们住在这里啊，那我要来求问神呐、啊，明天告诉你们哦。
Balaam told him to lodge there that night, and the next day he would bring an answer.
到这里有没有问题？
Is there a problem up to this point?
到这里一点问题都没有。
Not at all.
有件事情正发生啊，你就求问神啊。
So there is something happening, and we ask God.
神说不可以啊。
God then says no.
神已经给你答案了。
God already gave you a clear answer.
所以隔天早上啊，他就跟那些人讲说，神说不可以。
So the next morning he went to the Moabites and said, God says no.
神说啊，这个是蒙福的百姓啊。
Because this is a blessed people.
我们看第十。四节啊
，Verse 14，
民数记第二十二章十四节
，Numbers 22:14，
摩押的使臣就起来回巴勒那里说，巴兰不肯跟我们来。第十五节
，15，
巴勒又差遣使臣，比先前的又多又尊贵。十六节
，16，
他们到了巴兰那里，对他说，希波的儿子巴勒这样说，求你不容什么事拦阻你不到我这里来。十七节
，17，
因为我要使你得极大的荣耀，你向我要什么，我就给你什么。只求你为我诅咒这民。十八节
，18，
巴兰回答巴勒的臣仆说，巴勒就是将满屋的金银给我，我行大事小事也不得越过神，主我神的命。十九节
，19。
现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我得知神要对我说什么哦。这个是啊，这个第二次来的结果。
This is the second instance of these people coming。
所以当这些人第一次来到他的面前
，The first time the people came to Balaam，
请他来求，跟他求，请他求问
，and ask him to ask this matter about concerning God。
没有问题。
There was no problem.
因为他求问神，神说你不可以去。
Because he asked God, and the answer was, "Don't go."
但是这时候第二次这些人又来了。
Now when the people came the second time,
更有身份、更尊贵、更了不起的人。
They came with more honor, with more status.
这时候带了更多的钱来。
Bringing more money and gifts.
告诉他说有更高、更多的荣耀要给他，更多的财物要给他。
Telling Balaam that there were honor and riches awaiting for him.
这时候问题就来了。
And now here comes the problem.
这里呀、这个巴勒怎么回答？
What did
不是巴兰怎么回答？
What did Balaam say？
巴兰啊，讲得很好。
He said something very good。
他说啊，你就是把满屋的金银都给我。
Were you to give me this house full of silver and gold？
我行大事小事也不得越过神的指示。
I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God。
我们如果只是从字面上来看
，If we see this from the surface，
好人呐、
，He's a great man，
大有信心的、
He's a man filled with faith。
哇，这个真的是这对神忠心的工人
Because he's a faithful servant and worker of God。
大事小事不得越过神的吩咐
He does not go beyond God's commandment in the less or more。
但是下一句话就表现出他真正的内心的想法啦。
But the next thing he uttered says what he was really thinking.
他说：“现今请你们住在这里，再住一晚。
Please therefore stay one more night.
我再来问问神要说什么。
So that I may ask God what he will say to me.
所以巴兰的问题在哪里
？So what is Balaam's problem?
巴兰的问题在于他。”祷告太多。
His issue is that he prayed too much.
我们有时候觉得祷告多是好事啊。
And we think praying much is a good thing, isn't it?
遇到凡事就要祷告。
Whatever we face, we pray.
祷告当中认清神的旨意。
In prayer, we can understand God's will.
祷告当中得到神的引领。
Through prayer, we see God's guidance.
所以祷告越多越好，对不对
？So the more we pray, the better it is.
通常没有错。
Most of the time, this will be right.
通常你祷告越多越好。
Mostly, when you pray, it is a good thing.
但是有时候啊，太多的祷告啊， 或祷告太多啊，是有问题的。
But sometimes excessive prayer is an issue.
啊，祷告什么时候它会变成太多？
What do we call praying excessively?
是在你明知道该做什么，不该做什么，结果你还要求问。
It is when you clearly know what is wrong and what is right, but you still ask for God.
那就有问题啦。
Then you have a problem.
神已经跟你讲说不可以。
Because God already told you no.
啊，我再问问看啊。
But you say, let me ask again.
我再问一次。
One more time.
说不定神就可以啦。
Maybe God will change his mind.
啊，这样子这个满屋的金银就是我。
And then this house filled with gold and silver will be mine.
哦，所以啊，巴兰的问题在哪里？
So what is Balaam's issue?
巴兰的问题在他第二次的祷告。
His problem is that he prayed a second time.
有时候神已经把事情放得很离得非常清楚了。
Sometimes God makes things very clear cut to our eyes.
什么可以做，什么不可以做？
What can be done, what cannot?
什么会得罪神，什么不会得罪神？
What arouses God's anger and what is not sin against God?
圣经的道理非常明显。
The Bible is very evident.
就已经告诉你了，不可以。
The Bible says no very clearly.
你说我再祷告看看。
But then you say, let me pray about it.
我再来问问神。
Let me ask God about it.
哇，神就生气了。
And then God is angry.
所以啊，有时候有些事情是不需要祷告的。
So sometimes we do not need to pray for certain things.
我们做生意。
When we conduct business.
有一个啊，刚好有一个机会啊，可以骗人家一大笔钱。
And we have an opportunity to rip people off of their money.
但是你又觉得说啊，我是基督徒啊，这个良心不安啊，不可以啊。
But then you think, I'm a Christian, maybe I shouldn't do this.
我来祷告看看。
But let me pray about it.
神啊，我可不可以骗他？
So God, is it okay to rip this person off?
神啊，这个钱不少，我奉献十一捐哦。
And this is a good sort of income, but you know, 10% is yours.
我再奉献感恩捐哦。
And I'll add a grace offering.
神哦，你没有天上没有打雷哦，没有把我劈死哦，那这样子你 OK 啦。
So I look up and don't see any thunder of angels of death, so it should be okay.
所以祷告完之后，良心平安去骗人啊。
And then with a clear conscience, we go and deceive people.
祷告完之后，良心平安去做坏事啊。
After we pray and we are at peace, we go and do evil.
这种太多的祷告会把人害死啊。
This sort of prayer, this attitude brings people to death.
所以神第一次啊，巴兰不明白，所以神第一次不计较。
So the first time, Balaam did not understand, so God let him go.
但是他第二次的求问啊，是有问题的。
But his second request has problems from the start.
他心里已经有个定义了。
In his heart, he already had a predetermination.
所以他就讲嘛，所以你看那个巴兰第一句话说什么？满屋的金银，你会发觉他第一句话满屋的金银。
So we see that when he speaks, he starts with a house full of silver and gold.
第二句话说啊，我绝对不走。大事小事，我绝对不违背神。
And then he says, I will not go beyond God's word to do less or more.
第三句话说，我来问问看。
Thirdly, let me ask God.
如果神已经把道理跟你讲得很清楚了，
If God already explained the matter to you,
神说这个百姓是蒙福的，
saying this is a blessed people.
神说你不可以跟他们去，
saying you shall not go.
结果啊，他说你们住下来再住一晚吧。
But then you tell the Moabites stay one more night.
这是容忍罪恶。
Then this is to admit the presence of sin.
这个叫做跟罪恶妥协。
This is to compromise oneself with sin.
这个叫做给自己犯罪找机会找借口找理由。
It is to find an excuse and opportunity to sin.
所以第二次祷告就出问题了。
So there was a problem in the second prayer.
我们来看一下以西结书哦。
Let us turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书第十四章。
Ezekiel chapter 14.
以西结书的第十四章
Ezekiel chapter 14
以西结书第十四章第一节第二节
Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 2
以西结书的十四章第二节
Ezekiel chapter 14 verse 2
神的话临到我说人子啊你这些人已将他们的假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前，我岂能丝毫被他们求问吗？我们看第四节
，verse 3 and 4。
所以你要告诉他们，主神如此说：以色列家中的人，凡将他假神接到心里，把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前的，又救了先知来的，我神在他所求的事上必按他众多的假神。回答他我们再看第九节。
Let us see verse 9.
以西结书十四章第九节。
Chapter 14, verse 9.
先知若被迷惑说一句预言，是我神任那先知受迷惑的，我也必向他伸手，将他从我的民中剪除。那这里你会觉得很奇怪啊。
So this is quite strange, isn't it?
啊，这一节这些经节实在太奇怪了。
And these are very strange verses to explain.
啊，我们的神啊，不是是我们的帮助吗？
Isn't our God our help?
我们的神啊，不是引导我们脚步的吗？
Isn't our God the guide to our steps?
啊，我们的神啊，怎么会啊，任我们被迷惑呢？
Why would God allow us to be deceived?
我们的神啊，怎么会按照假神来回答我们呢？
Why would He allow false idols to answer to us?
哦，有时候你会看到这一集啊，你真的会啊，会觉得很不明白啊。
So when you read the verse, you feel confused.
神会按照你假神来回答你哦。
God shall answer you according to the multitude of your idols.
你被迷惑是神要迷惑你哦。
And if you are deceived, it's God deceiving you.
你说太奇怪了吧？
You said this cannot be.
我们的神怎么会做这种事情？
God would not do such a thing to us.
这里有一个大前提。
But there is a premise to this.
啊，这里说啊。凡把假神接到心中的
，It says it will happen as so to those who invite idols to their hearts.
就是说你心里已经先决定了。
That is to say you already have a decision in your heart.
你心里已经先定下一个心意，说我就是要作恶。
You already established the thought and the desire to do evil.
我就是要违背神。
I want to rebel against God.
我就是要得罪神。我已经决定了，我先把假神接进来了。
I made the decision to do evil and invite idols into my heart.
神就任你被迷惑吧。
And God will let you be deceived.
让你被迷惑啊。
He will allow you to be deceived.
哦，所以今天呢，啊，所以今天一个人啊来求问神哦。
So today, if a person comes before God,
如果你心里已经都先想好了
，if the person already has a decision made within,
我已经先决定要作恶了
，and they already decided to do evil,
你再来祷告
，and then you come to pray,
神就让你被迷惑
，then God will allow you to be deceived.
神就跟你讲说你去啊
，He will tell you go.
但是路上安排天使要击杀你
，but on the way there'll be an angel waiting to kill you.
哦，所以我们今天要很小心哦。
So let us be cautious today.
我们今天来到神面前祷告。
Today when we come before God to pray,
哦，我们不要先心存了恶意啊。
Let us not have an evil motive.
哦，有时候我们在教会里久了哦。
Sometimes when we are in church for a long
time. 哦，有时候讲到那个道理啊，哇，那个讲话都是一套一套的哦。
And the words of God seem to come in packets.
感谢主，感谢恩啊，神是恩典，神是福气。
Some say God is love, God is blessing, God is grace.
哇，神给我恩典啊，让我骗人没被抓。
And God.Bless me so that if I rip others off, no one would realize.
哦，神给我福气，让我诈赌没被人家打。
God bless me so that if I do evil to all people, nothing will happen.
哇，神保守我，让我那个去偷钱没有被警察抓走。
God protect me so that when I steal, the police will look the other way.
这个叫做什么
？What can we call this?
啊，这种祷告啊，就是啊，就是什么？假神接到心里面啊
To pray in this way is to invite the idols into our hearts.
哦，所以你心里已经有假神了。
So now you have this false gods in your heart.
你再祷告都没有用。
No matter how much you pray, it is useless.
你越祷告，神越让你被迷惑。
The more you pray, the more you are deceived.
哦，所以我们有时候不要欺骗自己啊。
So let us not deceive ourselves.
哦，我们之前有跟大家讲过啊。
And before we shared this.
哦，我遇到一个信徒。
I once met a believer.
哦，他的妈妈哇，以前非常非常的虔诚。
His mother was a very devout member.
非常非常好，很热心。
And very good person, very fervent for God.
啊，结果来到美国啦。
And when they came to the United States.
啊，美国叫做什么 ？Land of opportunity 啊，是啊，美国梦啊。
We come to this land of opportunities to pursue the American dream.
哦，所以啊，哇，那个妈妈哇，就来到美国就拼命赚钱啊。
So the mother had a mentality of making us as much money as possible.
哦，啊，但是啊，来美国17年啊，18年啊。
And after 17 years in this country,
没有来过教会一次啊。
She did not come to church once.
她离教会一个多小时而已。
She was about an hour drive from church.
啊，但是啊，她的小孩啊，打电话给她。
And when her children called her,
啊，妈妈，你要去教会啊。
They said, "Mom, remember to go to church."
哦，你不用替我担心。
And she answered, "Oh, don't worry."
我虽然没有去教会
，although I don't go to church,
但是我还是很热心。
I am very zealous for God.
我虽然从来不去教会
，although I never go to church,
但是啊，我常常内心世界里面啊，充满神。
In the interior sphere of my heart, I am filled with God's grace.
我以前怎么热心，我今天还是一样热心。
The zeal of old still remains.
哦，你不用担心的，我还是很有信心的。
Don't worry, I am filled with faith till this day.
哦，这是在骗谁？
Who is she deceiving?
欺骗自己。
She's deceiving herself.
哦，一直告诉自己说我很热心，我很有信心。
Telling herself, I believe, I am filled with faith.
哦，虽然我已经十几年没有，十八年没有去教会啦。
Although it's been 18 years since I went to church.
啊，但是神看见我的内心，所以我还是好人。
God sees that I am good inside.
我还是可以得救。
That I can be saved.
啊，这个叫做自我欺骗。
That is to deceive oneself.
哦，所以我们今天啊，不要活在这种自我的欺骗里面。
Today, let us not live under this sort of deceit.
啊，安息日从来不来。
Never coming to church.
Oh, 没关系，神恩典，神祝福，神保守，神看顾。
And it doesn't matter because God blesses, protects, and gives grace.
讲话一套一套一套的，但是从来没有活出信仰的生活来。
We already know how the little speech goes, but we never live by it.
哦，所以我们今天不要欺骗自己。
So let us not deceive ourselves.
好，所以啊，那这里告诉我们。 哦、所以在这里告诉我们、哦、
So here it tells us.
哦，说啊，一个人啊，啊，这里啊，巴兰说啊，我大事小事都不越过神的指示哦。
Balaam says that I will not go beyond what God wants, to do less or more.
嘴巴讲的都没有错。
On the surface, it's all correct.
啊，但是行为出来就有问题啦。
But then the deeds have a problem.
哦，所以啊，有时候啊，要多祷告。
So sometimes we need to pray more.
有时候有些事情祷告是多余的。
Sometimes prayer is something that can be omitted.
啊、哦，我们来看一下约书亚记啊。
Let us turn to Joshua.
看约书亚记，我们再来看一个多余的祷告啊、哦。
Let us see a prayer that shouldn't have been.
约书亚记
，Joshua
第七章
，Joshua chapter 7。
约书亚记的第七章
，Joshua chapter 7，
第六节
，verse 6。
约书亚记第七章第六节
，Joshua chapter 7，verse 6。
约书亚就撕裂衣服，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在神的约柜前伏伏在地，直到晚上。第七节，约书亚说：“哀哉，主神啊，你为什么带领这百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中呢？使我们灭亡呢？”我们看到第十节
，jump to verse 10。
神吩咐约书亚说：“起来，你为何俯伏在地呢？”啊、哦，在这里啊，约书亚啊，约书亚在这里向神祷告。
Here Joshua prays to God。
哦，这约书亚的祷告看起来非常的虔诚啊。
His prayer is very earnest and very devout。
哦，他的行为哇，撕裂衣服，披麻蒙灰啊，很可怜啊。
He tears his clothes and is dressed with sackcloth and ashes, and he seems very pitiable。
哇，痛哭祷告。
He prays in tears。
哦，如果是你，你是不是很感动
？If it were you watching him, would you be moved？
这么虔诚。
What a devout person！
这么谦卑。
He's so humble。
这么悔改。
He's so repentant。
哇，这时候，我们如果是我们来看的话，哇，一定非常感动嘛。
If were ourselves, we will be moved.
神的反应是什么？
But what was God's reaction?
神说起来。
He said, "Get up."
不要祷告啦。
Do not pray anymore.
这个时候祷告是没有用的。
Because this prayer is useless.
为什么祷告没有用？
Why?
你要起来找出问题的根源。
You need to get up and find the root cause of your problem.
你要起来处理那个罪恶的原因，这罪恶在当中的罪恶。
You need to get up and get rid of the sin within.
哦，所以啊，一直祷告没有用。
So praying and praying is no use in this case.
你祷告不改变。
Because you pray, but you do not change.
你祷告不悔。
You pray, but you do not repent.
你祷告不除去罪恶。
You pray, but you do not get rid of the sin.
那这样子祷告是没有用的。
This kind of prayer is useless.
哦，所以要祷告。
So we need to pray.
但是更要起来除去当中的罪。
But more than this, we need to get up and get rid of the sin.
哦，所以有时候啊。有些事情是不需要祷告的。
Many times to certain things we do not need to
pray. 而是要去处理的。
But we need to tackle the issue.
有时候是有些事情不需要祷告的。
For some things we do not have to pray.
因为神已经告诉你神已经告诉你可以或不可以啦。
Because God already told you whether you can or cannot do this.
圣经里面答案已经告诉你很清楚啦。
The answer is very clear in the Bible.
哦，所以啊，有时候多余的祷告会是信仰跌倒的开始。
So sometimes a prayer that is not needed is the beginning of the downfall in the faith.
但是为什么巴兰会要再祷告一次呢？
So why did Balaam decide to pray once again?
因为他贪。
Because he was greedy.
因为他需要。
Because he had the need.
他有看到这个满屋的金银。
He did see the house full of silver and gold.
因为有这样子的利益。
Because there was such an interest in play.
所以呢，所以他就多祷告了这么一次。
He made an additional prayer.
我们来看一下彼得后书哦。
Let us turn to 2 Peter.
我们看彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书的第二章
Second Peter chapter 2
第十五节
Verse 15
彼得后书第二章第十五节
Second Peter chapter 2 verse 15
十五节他们离弃正路就走差了随从比尔之子巴兰的路巴兰就是那贪爱不义之工价的先知好那这里对巴兰的评价就是啊，贪爱不义的工价。
The assessment made of Balaam here is that he loved the wages of unrighteousness.
哦，所以虽然巴兰讲得很好听
，although he spoke very beautiful words，
满屋的金银没有用。
All house full of silver is nothing to me.
我绝对不走过神所吩咐的路。
And I shall never go beyond the road of the Lord.
哦，虽然讲得很好听。
Although it sounds very beautiful.
但是圣经里面对他下了一个评断。
The Bible assesses him in this manner.
叫做贪爱。 不义的工匠。
He was the lover of unrighteousness.
哦，所以巴兰是失败在贪心上面的。
So Balaam failed in his greed.
哦，我们如果看巴兰这个人哦
，If we analyze Balaam as a person，
其实你看他一开始他跟神的关系是很亲密的。
We see that in the beginning he was very close to God.
哦，虽然他不是以色列人，他不是以色列人哦。
Although he was not Israelite by birth.
啊，但是你不能否认哦，他跟神的关系很好。
You cannot deny that he was very close to God in his relationship.
哦，所以他说啊，我去问神。我明天告诉你。
He said, "I shall go and consult with God, and I
shall come back." 哦，如果我们今天可以这样子啊，那有多好
！If we could do this today, that would be great, wouldn't it?
哦，如果我们今天跟神的关系有这么亲密
，If we were this intimate with God,
我去问神，我明天告诉你。
I will ask God, and tomorrow I'll bring you an answer.
哇，今天晚上神真的来了。
And then in the night, God really comes to you.
神也给他指示了。
And He gives him the revelation.
哦，所以原本巴兰跟神的关系是非常好的。
So originally, this relationship with God was very good.
但是为什么会出问题
？But why?Was his issue?
因为他贪爱不义的工匠。
Because he loved the unrighteous wages.
哦，所以啊，因为他贪爱了这个工匠。
Because he wanted these wages.
哦，所以贪心成为他失败的原因。
It became the cause of his fall.
哦，所以我们今天还在参与圣工。
Today, when we partake of holy work.
哦，我们也要注意啊，以巴兰做我们的警戒。
Let us also take heed from the example of Balaam.
哦，不要贪心。
Let us not be greedy.
啊，当然我们今天啊不会。我相信啊，不会有人啊要贪教会的钱。
I believe that no one will covet the money of the church today.
啊，教会也没有什么钱可以让你们贪。
Because really, church doesn't really have that much money for you to go after.
哦，所以我们今天啊，这个贪心啊，常常讲的不是这个财务上的贪心。
So what we refer to actually with greed is not the greed for money.
啊，但是有时候是讲到我们个人的好处。
But nonetheless, we are talking about personal interests.
哦，那个来教会做一些圣工上的安排。
So we come to church and we do according to what is assigned to us in the schedule.
这是我的好朋友。
This is my good friend.
哦，我就排他。
So I will assign him to do this.
我这个我不喜欢。
This person I don't
like
that
much. 我就去给他排他去做别的。
So to other things he or she goes.
啊，这个人啊，上次跟我吵，上次啊讲话对我不是很客气。
This person was not very kind to me last time.
哦，我负责做安排表的，我就不排你。
And now because I have the power to assign people, you do not go anywhere at all.
啊，这个就是什么？这叫做不义的工匠。
And this is the wages of unrighteousness.
哦，因为你在参与的工作当中，你有存了私心呐。
Because you have a subjectivity within when you do things of God.
哦，这个虽然不是钱
，although it is not concerning money.
啊，但是当你用有私心的态度来参与圣工
，when you do holy work with this sort of partiality.
啊，这个就叫做不义的工匠哦。
This is called the wages of unrighteousness.
啊，所以我们都是同为仆人的，都是在神家里同为仆人的。
We're all fellow servants of God.
啊，所以我们做仆人的要有仆人的态度。
And a servant.We need to have the right attitude.
哦，正确的心态。
To have the right heart.
哦，众人都是在这里服侍神的。
If everyone is serving here.
哦，所以没有需要在这里建立我个人的影响力。
There is no need to try to influence others.
哦，更没有必要要让一群人围在我的身边呐。
Nor is there the need to have a group of people surrounding me.
啊，我们乃是同为仆人的哦。
Because we are all fellow servants.
哦，所以不要存着不义的工匠，不要存着私心来参与圣工。
Let us not pursue unrighteousness and selfishness when we serve God.
哦，在这里告诉我们了啊，我们刚刚彼得后书哦。
And what we read just now in 2 Peter tells us.
啊，彼得后书这里继续跟我们说哦。
It continues to say us so.
彼得后书的第二章的第十六节哦。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 16.
啊，这里说啊，他却为自己的过犯受了责备，那不能说话的驴以人言拦阻了先知的狂妄哦。那这里说啊，这个先知是狂妄的。
This prophet is called mad.
哦，这个先知啊，觉得啊，他可以靠自己的能力啊，超过神的旨意啊。
Because he felt that relying on his power, he could go beyond the will of God.
哦，所以啊，在这里啊，说啊，先知很狂妄。
So here it says that he had madness.
先知为什么会狂妄
？Why was this prophet mad？
啊，有时候是因为他过去的成就。
Sometimes because his past accomplishments.
哦，因为啊，先这里讲说、啊、他。祝福谁，谁就得祝福；他咒诅谁，谁就得咒诅。
The Bible records that whoever he blessed was blessed, whoever he cursed was cursed.
哦，所以他因为过去的经验，过去的成就，所以他变成狂妄的。
His past experience and accomplishments led him to be mad.
哦，所以我们今天要以先知作为我们的服事的警惕。
Today, let us take this as a warning.
哦，随着参与圣工的时间的增长
，as we progress in time in the service of God.
哦，随着我们在服事神的经验上的累积
，as we accumulate more experience in the servitude towards God.
哦，随着我们在教会里面，在教会里面的时间越来越多
，as we spend more time in church.
哦，有时候我们很懂这个教会的游戏规则。
sometimes we know the rules of the game quite well.
啊，有时候啊，做多了有时候会狂妄的。
And the more we do, sometimes the easier for us to be mad.
啊，有时候会忘记自己是谁。
We forget who we are.
啊，随着我们越来越多的经验
，as more experience we have，
越来越多的能力
，and the more power we have，
啊，到时候忘记自己是谁啦。
We forget who we are.
啊，这个工作没有我不行。
And we say if it were not for me, this wouldn't be done.
啊，这项成功就是因为有我在才成功的。
And this was done because of me.
所以我说祝福就是祝福，我说咒诅就是咒诅。
Therefore, when I say blessing, it is blessing. When I say it is a curse, it is a curse.
啊，这次因为这次灵恩会由我来。
And I came here during spiritual convocation.
所以有人得圣灵啊。
And therefore, people receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，你看我不来就没有人得圣灵了。
And you can imagine if I didn't come, what would have happened?
啊，这个就叫做狂妄。
This is to be mad.
啊，所以在这里说啊，先知狂妄啦。
It says here that this prophet was filled with madness.
哦，所以我们在服侍神啊，不要因为时间越来越长就忘记自己是谁啦。
Let us not forget who we are. The more time we serve God.
啊，小心哦，神用驴子说话来阻挡你的狂妄。
Take heed that God will make a dumb donkey talk in order to stop your madness.
啊，这个驴子本来不会说话的啊。
Of course, donkeys normally don't talk.
啊，但是啊，在这里神让驴子说话啦。
But here, God opened the mouth of the donkey.
啊，神让驴子来责备先知啊。
So that he could rebuke the prophet.
你看这个是多么讽刺的事情。
See how sarcastic this is.
驴子可以看见天使。
The donkey can see the presence of the angel.
神那个先知看不见天使啊。
But the prophet of God cannot.
多么讽刺啊！
Isn't this very ironic?
啊，驴子明白神的旨意。
The donkey knows the will of God.
先知不懂啊。
A prophet of God does not.
多么讽刺啊！
How ironic this is.
驴子可以开口来责备先知。
The donkey can speak out and rebuke the prophet.
啊，这个先知只能默默地被驴子来责备。
And the only thing the prophet can do is to stay silent and be rebuked by an animal.
多么讽刺啊！
All the irony.
哦，所以啊，一个人啊，当一个人狂妄的时候
，So when a person is mad，
啊，这是神要把你带下来，让你倒下来的时候啊。
It is the time when God wants to bring you down。
啊，所以圣经里面告诉我们哦。
So the Bible tells us。
啊，说啊，说啊，骄傲在败坏以先呐。
And that before the fall there is pride。
然后，狂心呐。在跌倒之前啊，
and before stumbling, there is madness.
哦，所以当你觉得说没有你不行，
so when you feel that you are indispensable,
当你觉得说就是你最棒，你最好，
when you feel that you are the best,
啊，那就是你跌倒之前啊，
then the next moment will be the moment of your downfall.
哦，所以啊，在这里啊，神用驴子来警告先知。
Here God used a donkey to warn the prophet.
哦，是给他很，真的是给他一个很大的讽刺，一个很大的教训。
Really teaching him a great lesson in a very ironic way.
哦，所以驴子能够顺服神的旨意来做事情。
A donkey can fulfill the will of God.
哦，所以神要驴子做我们每一个人的榜样。
So God wants this donkey to be our example.
哦，我们再看回来民数记哦。
Let's return to Numbers.
民数记。我们看回来民数记的第二十二章。
Let's come back to Numbers chapter 22.
民数记第二十二章的第二十节哦。
Numbers chapter 22 verse 20。
民数记二十章的第二十二章的第二十节。
Chapter 22 verse 20。
他说：“当夜神临到巴兰说，这些人若来招你，你就同他们去，你只要遵行我对你所说的话。”哦。啊，这一节是我们通常比较有疑问的一节哦。
Now this verse sometimes casts doubts.
我们会觉得说，哎，神不是叫他去吗
？We say, isn't God saying go?
啊，其实啊，这个如果我们去翻那个原来的文字啊。
But if we refer to the original text.
啊，原来的文字是啊，你去看看啊。
It is.Go and see.
有胆子你就去啊。
Meaning that go and see what happens if you dare.
哦，不是说啊，啊，你去啊。
Know that I'll allow you to go in peace.
哦，但是呢，他下一句话讲什么
？But what does God say next?
你只要遵照我对你说的话。
Only do according to the word which I spoke.
啊，神对他说的是什么
？And what was that word?
神对他说啊，这些民是蒙福的。
These are blessed people.
神对他说啊，这是不可以去的。
God said you shall not go.
哦，所以神说啊，你要遵行我对你说的话。
So God is really saying.Do according to what I said before.
所以巴兰清晨就跑啦。
And Balaam then arose in the morning.
神就发怒啦。
And God anger was aroused against him.
所以我们说听神的话要听清楚。
So sometimes when we listen to God's word, we need to pay attention. 有
时候我们会故意装傻。
Sometimes we play dumb.
故意装傻，哎，这个好像没有写得很清楚啊。
We pretend that we don't know and say doesn't say that clearly.
圣经里面又没有说不可以抽烟。
The Bible never says you shall not smoke.
圣经里面又没有说不可以赌博。
It never says thou shall not gamble.
圣经里面很多事情都没有讲啊。
Many things are not referred to specifically in the Bible.
圣经没有讲，所以这个搞不好神不介意啊。
So maybe it's because God is okay with it.
不要跟神玩游戏啊。
But don't play the sort of games.
你自己知道什么是合圣徒体统，什么是不合圣徒体统的。
You know within you what is according to the statute or of a Christian and a believer.
所以不要故意听错了神的话。
So don't pretend you listen wrong to God's word.
一大清早就赶快背上驴啦。
And then early in the morning, taking the donkey.
你看那个巴兰有多着急。
See how rushed Balaam was.
早晨起来背上驴就赶快走啦。
He very hastily he arose in the morning and went.
结果神就发怒啦。
And then God's anger was aroused.
所以我们要听清楚。
So let us listen carefully.
神到底要跟我们说什么？
What is God really saying?
你有时候觉得说我不知道神的旨意啊。
Sometimes you say I don't know what God wants.
所以每次遇到那个圣经问答哦。
So every time during Q&A time.
每次学生联会都有学生要问，请问什么是神的旨意？
Oftentimes an SSC student asks, so what is God's will?
你说问传道，传道神的旨意是什么？
They ask the preacher, pastor, what is the will of God?
传道怎么知道？
How would the preacher know?
传道又不是神。
The pastor is not God.
但是传道知道一件事情。
But one thing the pastor knows.
神的旨意已经写在圣经里面了。
The will of God is contained within the Bible.
神要你做的事，你可以做你不能做的事情，圣经已经给你写出来了。
And the Bible already says what you can do, what you cannot do.
所以在这里说说，你只要遵行我所吩咐的话。
And it says here, do only according to the word which I spoke.
所以你不要说，哎呀，我祷告没有反应啊。
So don't go and say, I pray and there is no answer.
我祷告神啊，可以犯罪吗？
God, is it okay for me to sin?
神没有骂我。
I don't hear any sounds of rebuke.
我没有看到异象啊。
I didn't see any vision.
所以我想应该是可以的吧。
So the answer I think is yes.
这里说啊，你要遵行我所吩咐你的一切话。
It says here, do according to what I spoke.
神的话已经明明白白写在圣经里面了。
The word is already clearly recorded in the Bible.
什么可以，什么不可以，已经告诉你了。
What can be done, what cannot be done,
is already in the Bible. 你不需要先知告诉你。
You don't need a prophet to tell you.
你不需要祷告看异象。
You don't need to pray to see a vision.
你不需要 Bible Q&A 来问传道。
You don't need to ask this in Q&A.
你去翻圣经。
Just read the Bible.
圣经里面有给你答案。
Because the answer is right there.
既然圣经已经给你答案了。
Given that you know the answer,
你就不要再问了。
Then ask no more.
神可以犯罪吗？
God, can I sin in this way?
不可以。
No, you cannot.
神可以不来聚会吗？
God, can I not come to service?
不可以。
No.
答案已经给你了。
You know the answer.
你不需要异象，不需要启示，不需要预言。
You don't know. You don't need revelations or visions or prophecies.
只要遵行一切话。
What you need is to heed to the word of God.
但是这个巴兰虽然神我们知道，虽然神要阻挡巴兰
Although we know that God wanted to block Balaam's way.
巴兰已经在半路啦。
Balaam was already in his journey.
到时候神就跟他讲说，你既然已经出来，你就去吧。
So God says, given that you want to do this, then just go.
但是你去你要照我吩咐的话
But when you go, you shall do as I say.
结果巴兰就到了那个地方。
Then Balaam went to where he was going.
结果神要他，神把他的咒诅全部都改成祝福啦。
And God turned all his curses into blessings.
所以巴兰就祝福了就祝福以色列人
So what Balaam did in the end was to bless the Israelites.
我们看一下民数记第24章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 24.
民数记第24章。
Numbers chapter 24.
第十节。
Verse 10.
民数记第24章的第十节
Numbers chapter 24 verse 10
第十节说巴勒向巴兰生气就拍起手来对巴兰说我招你来是为我咒诅仇敌不料你这三次竟为他们祝福第十一节
11.
如今你快回本地去吧我想使你得大尊荣神却阻止你不得尊荣第十二节
12.
巴兰对巴勒说我岂不是对你所差遣到我这里的使者说十三节
13.
巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我也不得行越过神的命凭自己的心意行好行歹神吩咐我说什么我就说什么 哦，所以我们这里看到啊，这个三次的祝福之后啊，啊，巴勒就生气啦。
So after the three times Balaam blessed the Israelite, Balak was angry.
哦，巴勒说，哎呀，我本来有很多福，很多尊荣啊，很多钱要给你的。
Balak said there was much honor and much wealth that I wanted to bestow unto you.
现在什么都不给你啦。
But now you shall have nothing.
啊，这时候巴兰讲什么
？What did Balaam say？
巴兰说。又讲什么？又讲满屋的金银呢？你会发现，又讲满屋的金银呐、啊。
He once again referred to the house filled with silver and gold.
有时候啊，你嘴巴讲什么，心里想什么，嘴巴就讲什么啊。
Sometimes what is in your heart, you speak it out without knowing.
哦，满脑子都是那个满屋的金银呐、啊。
Because your mind and heart are filled with gold and silver.
哦，所以这里说啊，这个巴勒就是把他满屋的金银给我，我也不得越过神的命哦。
It says here, referring back to what he said before, if Balak were to give me this gold and silver, I would not go beyond the word of God.
我会觉得说，哎呀，先知悔改了。
So we might think the prophet has repented.
哇，先知讲得好啊！
And he's speaking good words.
哦，虽然这个先知啊，前面啊出丑啊，前面啊犯了一点错误。
Although he did a slight mistake in the beginning.
那但是你看啊，这时候了，哇，先知的那个本色又出现了。
Now the true nature and essence of the prophet is displayed.
哦，那个满屋的金银啊，又讲满屋啊，满屋金银我不要。
Once again, this former house of silver gold of gold.I still do not want it.
我那个，我只能遵照神的命啊。
Because the only thing I can do with my life is to follow God's will.
哦，看起来很棒哦。
It seems very noteworthy.
看起来先知悔改了哦。
It seems the prophet really repented.
哦，看起来先知很爱神哦。
It seems that now he loves God truly.
很有信心哦，都听神的话哦。
That he's full of faith and wants to heed the word of God.
哦，我们来看民数记二十五章啊。
Let us turn to Numbers chapter 25.
我们看民数记三十一章。
Let us turn to Numbers 31 instead.
民数记三十一章的第十五节啊。
Numbers chapter 31 verse 15.
民数记的第三十一章十五节。
Numbers chapter 31 verse 15.
哦，对他们说，你们存留这一切妇女的活命吗？十六节，
16.
这些妇女因巴兰的计谋，叫以色列人在皮尔的事上得罪神，以致神的会众遭遇瘟疫。哦，我们看到、啊、这个先知啊，他不是悔改了吗？
Didn't the prophet repent?
那这个先知啊，不是祝福百姓了吗
？Didn't he bless the Israelites?
这个先知不是不要那个满屋的金银了吗
？Didn't he decide to forego the houses of silver and gold?
啊，这里说啊，巴兰的计谋啊。
Now here we are told about the counsel of Balaam.
啊，巴兰的计谋是什么
？What is this counsel
about? 啊，巴兰的计谋是记在民数记第二十六章哈、
哦。This is in Numbers chapter 26.
啊，巴兰的计谋啊，就是啊，我们虽然不能咒诅他们啊。
And it basically consists in that although we cannot curse them.
啊，巴勒，我告诉你一个方法。
Balak, I'm gonna let you into a little secret.
哦，但是你那个满屋的金银要给我。
But remember those houses of gold and silver are for me.
哦，这个以色列民啊，你要咒诅他们是不可能的。
Okay, you cannot curse the Israelites.
但是你可以让他们犯罪。
But you can cause them to sin.
让他们犯罪得罪神啊，让神亲自来处理他们。
So that they sin against God and God brings His own retribution.
哦，所以啊，在那个二十六章啊，巴兰就建议啊。
Then in chapter 26, Balaam made a suggestion.
啊，建议让那个女孩子啊。让那个摩押的女子啊，去跟以色列人啊行淫乱啊。
To let the Moabite women commit fornication with the Israelites.
哇，结果神就很生气啊。
And God's anger was aroused again.
结果两万四千人死掉了。
And 24,000 people perished.
这巴兰的计谋好啊。
The tactic was very
effective. 你既然没有办法从外面攻击他。
If you cannot bring an offensive tactic from outside.
哇，你就从它里面啊，从里面来破坏它。
Then you cause harm internally.
哦，所以你说这个先知有悔改吗
？So does this prophet repent?
你看这个先知凡事不可越过神的教训吗
？Did he really not go beyond the word of God?
这个先知贪财。
This prophet was greedy for money.
不义的工价，他一定要得到，不择手段一定要得到。
And he loved the wages of unrighteousness, no matter what the price was to obtain them.
我们今天要以这个先知啊，作为我们一个警告啊。
So today, let us take this prophet as a warning.
哦，不要在这个得罪神的事上啊，越走越远。
Let us not go further and further in the path of sinning against God.
哦，那不择手段要得到这个满屋的金银。
So that we obtain the houses full of gold and silver, no matter what.
哦，啊、到最后巴兰的结果是什么
？And what was the outcome for Balaam?
民数记三十一章的第八节哦。
Numbers chapter 31 verse 8。
民数记三十一章第八节。
Numbers chapter 31 verse 8。
啊，第八节说啊，在所杀的人中啊，杀了米甸的五个王，就是以卫、利金、苏尔、户尔、利巴。 又用刀杀了比尔的儿子巴兰。哦，这里特别圣经把它记出来啊。
So the Bible specifically records this death.
哦，说啊，这个是什么？比尔的儿子巴兰用刀杀了他。
That Balaam the son of Beor was killed with the sword.
哦，因为啊，他献祭哦，设谋献祭来谋害神的百姓。
Because he set up a trap in order to harm the Israelites.
哦，所以啊，最后这个满屋的金银呢，跟他就没有份啦。
So in the end, this house is full of gold and silver, had nothing to do with him.
哦，所以今天一个人如果贪
，if one is covetous today.
啊，如果在贪会在贪心当中失败。
If we fail in the aspect of greed.
会在贪心当中失去自我。
If we lose ourselves within money.
啊，更会在贪心当中啊失落了自己啊。
We will lose ourselves.
啊，在提摩太前书里面告诉我们。
In First Timothy, we are told.
他说啊，贪财是万恶之根呐。
That money is the root of all evil.
哦，他说啊，有人贪恋啊，就被许多的愁苦啊刺透啦。
Or rather, love of money is the root of all evil. Many are pierced within in the heart because of this.
哦，所以我们今天不要贪。
Therefore, let us not be greedy.
哦，不只是不要贪钱。
Not only towards money.
哦，更不要贪图一些地位。
But let us not be greedy for honor.
不要贪图享受。
For pleasure.
哦，不要在这一切的事上啊，逐渐失落了自己。
Let us not lose ourselves in the midst of all this temptation.
可不可以有钱？
Is it okay to have money?
可不可以享受？
Is it okay to enjoy life?
可不可以有事业有地位？
Is it okay to have a high position and a career?
都可以。
Of course, it is okay.
但是不能建立在一个贪上面。
But all this cannot be built on the foundation of greed.
因为当你贪了，
because when you are greedy,
啊，这个贪会使你啊不择手段。
Your greed will cause you to have no principles at all.
啊，这个贪呐，会使你啊把它排在你人生的第一高位。
And greed will push itself at the top of your value system.
这个贪就变成你的偶像。
And this greed will become your idol.
就像巴兰一样。
Just like it happened to Balaam.
原本跟神关系很好的。
Originally he was close to God.
到最后被刀所杀。
But in the end he died under the sword.
啊，不止被刀所杀。
Not only he died by the sword.
还被记在圣经里面啊，让千千代代的人啊引以为戒禁啊。
But his wrong ruins are recorded in the Bible as a warning for the generations.
哦，所以巴兰的错谬就是贪心。
And so the error of Balaam is greed.
哦，所以我们以他来作为我们的警告。
Let us take this as an encouragement and a warning.
那我们现在结束早上的聚会。
We will now conclude the morning service.
我们一起来唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn together.
We 们唱378首的第一节跟最后一节。
378 first and last verse.
378首的第一节最后一节。
378 only first and last verse.
我们来做上午聚会结束的祷告。
Let us now make the concluding prayer for the morning.
我们在祷告当中求主耶稣继续带领我们今天下午以及明天的特别聚会。
As we pray, let us ask God to guide the remainder of the services today and tomorrow.
使我们能够在忙碌的人生里面拨出一点时间来。
So in this busy life, we can make some time.
让我们能够来到这里沉淀一下我们的心灵。
And use this time to come.And let our hearts settle.
能够来到这里喘一口气。
In order to take a breath.
能够到这里来重新充电。
And in order to re-energize ourselves.
能够到这里来更清楚神对我们所存的旨意。
To come here to know more clearly what is the will of God to us.
有时候我们对人生当中还有很多的迷惑
Sometimes there are many things that confuse us in this life.
很多事情我们不知道到底会怎么发生，以及下一步该怎么走。
And we do not know where to go or what to do next.
所以我们有时候人生里面好像有蛮会有一点迷惘
It seems that we are lost in questions in this life.
但是其实很多事情神的旨意都已经写在圣经里面告诉我们了。
But many times that we are seeking after the will of God is already in the Bible.
所以我们买一样电器都会附使用的说明
When we buy an electrical appliance, we often have an user's manual that comes with it.
如果你乱按乱按乱按，有时候就烧起来啦。
You press this and that button, the machine would maybe blow up.
那就坏掉啦。
It would break down.
有人说这个圣经就是人就是我们人的人生使用说明
Some people say that the Bible is like the user manual for our lives.
怎么操作
？And how do we use it？
怎么运用
？How do we apply it？
答案都在圣经里面
All of this can be found in the Bible.
所以求主耶稣能够使我们在道理上面能够更加的认识能够更加的长进。
May Lord Jesus Christ allow us to grow in the truth.
借着认识道理来认识神。
And through the knowledge of the Bible, we can come to the knowledge of God.
来明白神的旨意，明白神对我们的人生所存的期望。
To understand the will and expectation of God to us.
我们一起同心跪下祷告。
Let us now pray together.